first of a three-phase nationwide vaccine drive has begun in India. Two vaccines have been approved for distribution so far over there, one by Oxford AstraZeneca, developed in the UK and manufactured in India, and a more controversial second, Covaxin, developed and produced by the Indian pharmaceutical company Bharat Biotech. With more than 10 million cases and over 150,000 deaths, India has been badly hit by the pandemic. Our correspondents Dia Gupta and Toma Denny report.
In New Delhi, all eyes are on the country's first recipients of the COVID-19 vaccine.
I'm feeling very proud. I am the first person to receive the vaccine in Delhi and in our hospital. And that is also made in India.
Doses of two approved vaccines are being administered to frontline workers free of cost. The government now faces enormous challenges in safely transporting these vaccines to over 3,000 sites across the country. After months of struggle, doctors at this hospital are relieved.
We won this fight. Both proud moment, and I was a little bit emotional.
But one of the vaccines has raised alarm bells. Bharat Biotech's Covaxin, touted as India's first indigenous vaccine, was approved before trials were concluded. Following the death of one of their clinical trial participants, the company stands accused of conducting trials on vulnerable communities without consent. Last month, 800 people in this neighborhood were offered €8 and injected with what they believed was an approved vaccine.
The most important document in this thing is missing, which is the informed consent. There are many people in this house who took the vaccination and who are feeling sick after that. But none of this is being recorded. None of them are being monitored. There has been no follow-up. We are not against the Indian vaccine. We are not against any vaccine. We are against the procedure, the violations in the trial.
Despite several concerns, Prime Minister Modi has announced that India is ready to share its vaccines with the rest of the world.